Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So this morning, it became official that David Tepper no longer needs Frank Reich to lose football games for the Carolina Panthers. They can lose them on their own. Look, I feel bad for Frank Reich. He took the job. Maybe he took the job not knowing how bad the personnel was ultimately going to be, although he has a role in that. And they were never able to gain any traction with anything. They were a pre-snap penalty waiting to happen. And whether he was calling the plays or Thomas Brown was calling the plays, although there was less of that with Thomas Brown, but only marginally. It was never going to end well, and David Tepper, his at least reported demeanor over the last several weeks, just made it more obvious. Julian Council, Locked On Panthers podcast, Bleacher Report, who goes live after every game. I saw you, saw like a long conversation with you on the news in Charlotte. Yeah. You clean up well, sir. I appreciate your time. Nobody's surprised that it ended, although what's the benefit of it ending now?
That's a good question. I had talked about this on my podcast, Locked On Panthers, like a week ago, and I asked the same question. What good is it going to do Bryce Young by removing Frank Reich? And now we're seeing that Deuce Staley has been fired and Josh McCown. How is firing Frank Reich and a piece of this offense coaching staff going to help your rookie quarterback who struggled with his development this season? I don't know what this is going to do. Like, Thomas Brown, I assume we'll find out tomorrow when Chris Tabor and David Tepper address the media, where he's going to call the plays again. Jim Caldwell apparently is going to be taking a bigger role with the offense. I don't understand why that wasn't already the case as is. I don't know how the setup now is any better than what the setup has been for the last 12 weeks, 11 games and preseason and offseason for Bryce Young, because they did this for his development. I don't know how this is going to help his development in the final 6 weeks.
By the way, Chris Tabor, according to reports, is the reason why Josh McCown and Deuce Staley are no longer on staff. I just said a second ago, I will be stunned if any of the current coaches are on staff next year. What's your read on that?
Offensive coaching staff, for sure. Like, Deuce Staley, he's here because Frank Reich's his guy. They go back to Philadelphia.
Right.
He had moved here as well because of his ailing mother down in Columbia, South Carolina. Mm. And hey, and that is a reason to move down for this coaching job. I'm sure if that did not happen, he would have stayed up in Detroit with Dan Campbell. And had he not had an ailing mother, he would certainly be kicking himself for leaving Detroit to come down to this situation in Carolina. Like, Josh McCown, he had never been a quarterback coach at the college level, at the NFL level. And people bring up him and Drake May at Myers Park. The head coach back at Myers Park, and I talked to Musin Muhammad about this because his son played with Drake May at Myers Park. Musin would tell me how the head coach at Myers Park had such a big ego, he wouldn't even let Josh McCown coach Drake May. So Josh McCown didn't even coach Drake May. So I don't know how a guy who had never coached quarterbacks in high school, other than his own kids, high school, at the college level, or the NFL level, even ended up at this job. And need I remind you, had the Rooney Rule not been a thing, the Houston Texans would have hired him in his first opportunity as being a quarterback coach. Coach in the NFL, he gets sacked after 11 games. So that just shows you how the NFL is an insane business. But as far as the offensive coaching staff as a whole, Thomas Brown's going to be gone. James Campen, who was retained from Rule staff as the offensive line coach, his unit has regressed. It hasn't helped that they never had Brady Christensen and Austin Corbett together in the interior at guard. But what's the excuse for Ricky Aquanu, who's regressed? Right. Now there's questions whether he should be left guard. Same thing with Bradley Bozeman at center. He has not played at the same level as last year. Taylor Moten, he's had a down year. I think this entire offensive coaching staff is gone and should be gone. Now, defensively, there is an argument that that they could come back. Cogero Vero, I think, will get opportunities to interview for the head coaching job elsewhere. Maybe gets another opportunity here in Carolina. And he's under contract. And unlike college, when you're under contract in the NFL, you're under contract in the NFL. David Tepper would have to let him go somewhere else. He could stay here and be teamed up with another offensive head coach in Carolina and stick around. And I do think that's probably the preferred outcome for David Tepper. But we'll see how it works out. I do think that it's a possibility that the defensive coaching staff stays. And as far as Chris Tabor goes, I don't know if he would stay on as a special teams coordinator if he's not going to end up being the head coach. I don't know what his expectations are at all. But I do think there's a path forward for Jero Vero and the bulk of this defensive coaching staff to come back next year because of the contract situation.
All right. Julian Council, Locked On Panthers podcast, is here. Then why wasn't he given the interim job?
I don't know.
That's my question.
I don't know. I really would love to know what his offensive plan was when he met with David Tepper back in January. We know from reporting that Steve Wilks wanted Brian Johnson, who was the Eagles quarterback coach. He's now the offensive coordinator, to be his OC. And once he got elevated, that was never realistic. I don't know what his backup plan would have been. I'm curious to know what Jero Vero's offensive coaching plan would have been. And maybe David Tepper, obviously David Tepper knows it. Maybe it wasn't good enough. Clearly it wasn't good enough to get the job anyways. And if you're going to hire a defensive coach, you should just hire Steve Wilks in the first place.
Yeah.
So Tepper, I mean, let's say Tabor's done this before 2 years ago. Matt Nagy, another guy who's been in over his head and is probably going to fail upwards to be the Chiefs head coach one day. When he was fired, Tabor was the interim head coach. So maybe because of that experience, he's going to have Tabor be the interim. But there's also Jim Caldwell, who's been a head coach before. There's Dom Capers. There were options. Right. I don't know why Jero Vero wasn't. Maybe it would be a mission that he should have hired a Jero Vero in the first place or a defensive coach in the first place. Who knows? It's hard to get inside of David Tepper's head because a lot of decisions he makes don't make any sense at all.
No, and again, I personally don't think this benefits. I mean, I've been saying for weeks that I had already come to the realization personally that when this franchise becomes what David Tepper wants, that Frank Reich won't be the head coach. He was not the guy to get them there. I thought he had proven that based on decision-making, based on having no clear plan, zero identity, the inability to recognize that we can't do this or we need to do that, early on said to me that he just won't be the guy. He's not necessarily a bad head coach, although I think he did a bad job with this.
Yeah.
But I would not have fired him now. I would have simply waited to the end of the season because it just makes it that much more difficult to attract a head coach when you have now, as it turns out, three times fired your head coach midstream. Julian Council is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. I think this is about personnel more than anything else, and I'm still confused as to why Scott Fitterer is still the general manager, although that might be a short-lived tenure, as it turns out. How far away, how many players do you think, or how many positions do you think on offense need an upgrade?
Well, quickly.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
On the Reich thing, it's not just the lack of development for Bryce Young. Look at the lack of discipline. They lead the league in procedural penalties.
Yep.
You look at the game management from Sunday's game where it's 3rd and 2. The Titans have no timeouts. You have 2 timeouts. There's 38 seconds left. You run the ball in that situation, and if you don't pick up the first down, then you let the clock run out and you go to halftime. Instead, they throw the ball, and Tennessee moves the ball down the field and gets a field goal before half. Like, that's just elementary stuff that he couldn't figure out. So it's not just the fact that the offense was putrid. It's just the lack of discipline defensively and the procedural penalties and game management. But as far as what needs to happen on the offense, like, Thielen will be back next year, I would imagine. He's had a good season.
Yeah.
they need to get, I haven't seen a lot out of Mingo that's impressed me at all. Mm-hmm. I know yesterday statistically was one of his best performances, but there were times where he didn't help his quarterback and he hasn't helped his quarterback. He's had drops this season, but they're going to have to get probably two more receivers. I don't think Marshall's back. Chenault shouldn't be back anyways. Chark's obviously not going to be back. They need at least two new starting receivers and more than that just for depth purposes. The offensive line's tricky. Icky's on his rookie contract. Brady Christensen will be on his last year of his rookie deal. Bozeman, the out in his contract is after 2024, but it's only like $3 million of dead money that they would have to deal with, mm-hmm. so they can make it happen. And they probably need to draft a center. They haven't done that since Ryan Khalil, and they've tried Matt Paradis. They've now tried Bradley Bozeman. They've tried Pat Elflein. Trying to get a free agent center has not worked out for this organization the last couple seasons. It's probably time to draft a guy, and that would be something you could think at 33, but there's other positions they need to try and figure out. Taylor Moten and Austin Corbett, they've had their deals restructured to where the cap implications, it's $24 million of dead money if they go out there and they cut Taylor Moten this offseason. So that's just a non-starter. And those are your two best offensive linemen. Tight end, Hayden Hurst, he'll be gone. Mm-hmm. Trimble will be in the final year of his rookie deal. Ian Thomas, I think this is the last year of his deal. So they need a true pass-catching tight end and probably some other guys for depth purposes. Yeah, so running back, Miles Sanders, now that Deuce Staley's been fired, and he's the reason why he's even here, he's gone, and there's cap implications for that, too. Yeah. And Chuba Hubbard will be in the final year's rookie deal. So, yeah, you're going to need to figure some things out there, obviously, on the offensive side of the ball. And it's not as simple as, oh, get rid of this offensive lineman. Like, right. They're under contract.
Right. The way I look at it, they need upgrades at every position on the offensive yes. line. At least three wide receivers, two tight ends, and probably at least one, maybe two running backs. And then it'll all be fine. And they could just get all of that in the draft if they had draft capital. So let me, we'll close on this, Julian. I appreciate you playing along with this silly game. They don't have a lot of assets to move for draft picks. Mm-mm. I guess you still could move Brian Burns in the offseason and get a draft pick. I guess you could, if you wanted, and I would not let J.C. Horn sniff the football field the rest of the way because you want to keep him as healthy as possible, because what we saw from healthy J.C. Horn is shutdown corner material. I would yeah. not risk him getting hurt because I would look at him as an asset, Burns as an asset, and as much as I would not like to do it, could you turn Bryce Young into an asset? Because I think they're in total teardown mode.
I do think that they need to be probably in total teardown mode. And the unfortunate thing is that they have Bryce Young right now. Because what you would prefer to do is maybe keep around Andy Dalton, go find some random journeyman quarterback, kind of like what they had done back in 2020 with Teddy Bridgewater, and build around that quarterback until you could place in a rookie quarterback. Mm-hmm. The problem is the owner's not patient enough to do that. Because had they just stuck with Teddy Bridgewater.
What makes you say that?
Because honestly, if we look at it, Adam,
right.
Teddy Bridgewater is the best quarterback that they've had since David Tepper started really making decisions here. Like after they fired Ron Rivera, like the first 2 years, I don't really count because he was working on the business side of things. Mm-hmm. And there's already been issues on that side as Tom Glick mysteriously disappeared. Same thing with Nick Kelly, two CEOs that he had here in Carolina.
Right.
But as far as football side of things, once he decided to make a change, bring in Matt Rhule, like since the Rhule era, the best quarterback has been Teddy Bridgewater. Now they just stuck to the plan and built the roster and stopped chasing after quarterbacks and giving up assets for failed quarterbacks and reclamation projects. Maybe they're not in a situation that they're in right now. And obviously, you know, they got the right coaches. So for me, I think they probably need to be in teardown mode. It sucks to say that because Brian Burns is a good player, and it's not very easy to go out there and find an edge rusher in the NFL. It's a premium position, just like it hasn't been easier for them to go out there and find someone to replace Christian McCaffrey this mm-hmm. season and someone to go replace DJ Moore. You nail the first-round picks, but then in 4 years' time, because of all the other bad decisions, you're out here trading away for assets. Like Brian Burns, the most you're going to get for him was last year at the trade deadline, the 2 first-round picks, and the 3rd-round pick the Rams are going to give up, and the Panthers should sure could use that now. I don't know, they would have to tag and then trade him, and a team would have to be able to agree to a deal for Brian Burns that would work. So that makes that complicated as is, and why he probably wasn't moved at the deadline. Derrick Brown's probably the biggest asset that they have because he's going to be playing on a fifth-year option next year. They still have time to negotiate, a team does, for him. But you need interior defensive linemen like Derrick Brown. You saw what Jeffrey Simmons did for the Titans yesterday in dominating that game. That they probably need to be in sell mode, and it just thinks that you have a young quarterback on a rookie deal that you need to be developing in the meantime, because you would prefer to be have a team built, then bring that guy in, be able to pay those guys while the quarterback is figuring his way. But now it's gonna be kind of doing the two things where you're tearing things down and then trying to build the quarterback up, but really only having 2 more years to figure out whether he's actually the answer. So yeah, we're in for a long rebuild here in Carolina. That's pretty much the short of it all.
Julian Council, who looks great on television and here on video, and this will be up on YouTube in just a little bit. Appreciate your time. You've got a lot of stuff to talk about in the Locked On Panthers podcast. I appreciate it always, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, appreciate you, Adam. Take care. And keep pounding, fans.
Yes. Exactly. I remember when that was actually the way they played. But that was a while ago.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.